From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. officials say Iraqi forces have regained more than 800 square kilometers of territory from the Islamic State group since the fight to retake Mosul began last week. Despite the gains around Mosul, Islamic State forces carried out several attacks across the country over the last few days. Defense Secretary Ash Carter, meanwhile, is saying he expects military campaigns against the Islamic State's two strongholds in Iraq and Syria will likely overlap. He spoke in Paris after a meeting of 13 countries that are part of the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State. Lisa Bryant takes a look.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says that even as Iraqi forces advance on Mosul in Iraq, the coalition fighting Islamic State militants is laying the groundwork for another operation against the group in its stronghold in nearby Raqqa, Syria.
This is proceeding on plan, even as Mosul is proceeding on plan.
Carter spoke at a news conference alongside French Defense Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian, who said taking Mosul from IS would have a major effect on the terrorist group in terms of resources, organization, management, and leadership. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Еще раз обращаю ваше внимание.
Russia says it is extending a moratorium on airstrikes on the center of the devastated Syrian city of Aleppo and says allied Syrian forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad are also refraining from aerial strikes targeting rebel-held sectors. The Russian drawdown has not been confirmed and appears to contradict claims from monitors linked to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. This is VOA News. 2 weeks until the U.S. Election Day, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton campaigned in Florida. It is believed important for both candidates that they win in Florida. Public opinion surveys in that state show Clinton ahead of Trump by about 4 percentage points. Workers near the French city of Calais began demolishing the squalid refugee camp known as the Jungle Tuesday. It is part of a French government plan to clear what has become a symbol of Europe's refugee crisis. The United Nations, meanwhile, is saying the problem of migrants heading to Europe is not diminishing. Lisa Schlein reports.
There are still 2 months to go before the end of the year, yet the UN Refugee Agency reports deaths on the Mediterranean Sea have nearly exceeded the death toll for all of 2015. The agency reports at least 3,740 lives have been lost this year, just 31 short of last year's total. The UNHCR reports 1 in 88 people crossing the Mediterranean Sea in 2016 is likely to die, compared to 1 death for every 269 arrivals last year. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Director of U.S. National Intelligence James Clapper told the Council on Foreign Relations Tuesday that the effort to get North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons is, in his words, probably a lost cause. Clapper told the group meeting in New York that the best that can be expected is for negotiations with the North to lead to a cap on its nuclear capabilities. He described North Korea's leadership as under siege and very paranoid. A Kenyan official says an attack targeting Christians along Kenya's northeast border with Somalia on Tuesday left 12 people dead. Militants belonging to the Somalia-based Islamist group Al-Shabaab attacked the Bisharo guest house with grenades and IEDs. The group says the attack targeted Christian workers. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a suicide attack Monday that targeted a police training center in southwestern Pakistan. At least 61 recruits were killed. More than 120 were wounded. A new report from Amnesty International says government forces in South Sudan are guilty of killing and raping people. It says UN forces failed to act to stop it during violence in the capital last July. The 5 days of fighting between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and loyalists of then First Vice President Riek Machar left at least 270 people dead, and displaced 36,000 people from their homes. The report describes how government forces targeted people based on ethnicity and political loyalties. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.